Please turn to Acts chapter 13, beginning in verse 1. This is the word of God. Please pay careful attention. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a member of the court of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So, being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had John to assist them. When they had gone through the whole island, as far as Paphos, they came upon a certain magician, a Jewish false prophet named Bar-Jesus. He was with the proconsul Sergius Paulus, a man of intelligence who summoned Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elymas the magician, for that is the meaning of his name, opposed them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. But Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, "You son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, full of all deceit and villainy, will you not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind and unable to see the sun for a time." Immediately, mist and darkness fell upon him, and he went about seeking people to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed when he saw what had occurred, for he was astonished at the teaching of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we come to your word. We ask that you would minister to us through this means. Make known to us yourself in your mercy through Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. God is on a mission. God is on a mission to make himself known. Beginning in the Old Testament, in Genesis chapters 1 and 2, when God created humanity, he made them to be in relationship with him, covenant relationship with him, something like a marriage, where he would make himself known to them and they to him. God is on a mission to make himself known, but there was a breach when we desired to gain knowledge of good and evil apart from what God could communicate to us in covenant relationship with him. And so in that breach of relationship, we came to know God in a different sort of way. As opposed to coming to know God through his mercy, humanity began to come to know God through his judgment. And one way or another, all of humanity will come to know God, either in his mercy and his grace, or through his just and fair and righteous judgment. But unfortunately, so often as we listen to the radio, as we have conversations at work or at school, as we even hear the inner conversation that goes on inside of ourselves, we see that we don't so much want to find God, but we want to find ourselves. The reality is we don't find ourselves until we have found God. It's a coming to know God through the mercy of Jesus Christ. It's through Jesus Christ and knowing him and looking upon his face that we come to understand our face. We come to finally understand who we are. The truth is that we can only find ourselves when we come to know God through Jesus Christ. Now, in this passage, that's exactly what we see. We see two different people. We see a lot of different people at the beginning. They're in Antioch. Antioch's kind of a central hub of God's mission work as he's now casting this message out upon the nations. And there are a bunch of people together, lots of different sorts of folks: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a member of the court of Herod the Tetrarch, a high political status, this man, a believer in Jesus Christ. They were worshiping the Lord, and then they decided, because of the Holy Spirit's indication, that they should pray upon Paul and Barnabas and send them out to Greece. This is something new, not only in the book of Acts, but in the Bible. God isn't just having his mission take place there in that small area of land in Israel. Now he is casting it out upon the nations in a very intentional way. So in 13, we see this shift in the book of Acts. It's also a shift from more Peter and the Jerusalem church into Paul and the Greek and Asian church. So Paul and Barnabas go out, and they encounter this man, Elymas the magician, or Bar-Jesus. He was a Jewish false prophet, and he didn't like what Paul and Barnabas had to say. And what's interesting is that we see lots of parallels that Luke gives us in this one story that he tells us from the trip to Cyprus. Parallels between Paul's life and what happened with him. Here, Paul was against the faith, and he was intentionally living his life in opposition to the work of the Lord. And then because of that, he would not see the sun for a time, and mist and darkness, in a sense, fell upon him. Now, Paul, having believed in the Lord, has been filled with the Holy Spirit and not full of deceit. And so now he's being sent out by God to do God's work, to engage in God's mission, to make God known through Jesus Christ, so that humanity might have that restoration of the knowledge of God that we were intended for in the beginning. But he encounters someone much like himself. This man, he is working against God. He is not about God's Son being made known. He is full of deceit. And Paul encounters someone much like himself and tells him that unless he believes in the Lord, this will persist. This knowledge of God that comes through God's judgment will persist upon him. And yet I think there's hope for Bar-Jesus. I think there's hope for this Elymas the magician. Because of this parallel that Luke helps us to see in these events, he maybe is opening a door of the possibility that in the long run, just like Paul ultimately came to faith, maybe Bar-Jesus did too. We won't know until Jesus Christ comes back. Now, I think it's really interesting that we've got this mission. Paul and Barnabas going out. They're leaving from Antioch. They're going to this island off in the Mediterranean. And when they get there, Cyprus is, it's not the biggest island in the world, but it's a good size. And after just working in a very small area this past week in Cherokee, I can tell you a lot can happen in 1 week in a very small area. Now, Paul and Barnabas went through an entire island, and we get this one story. It's just this one story that Luke wants to pick out and say, this is the thing that I want to highlight from their experience.